Welcome to Angel Oak Capital's Portfolio Manager Insights podcast series. This is Randy Christman, Marketing Director at Angel Oak Capital Advisors. We're here today with Portfolio Manager Clayton Trick. Clayton serves as a Portfolio Manager for the Angel Oak Flexible Income Fund and also focuses on fixed income analytics and strategy for our mutual funds, private funds, and separately managed accounts. In this podcast, Clayton will be discussing voluntary prepayment rates, or VPRs, and how they impact our strategies here at Angel Oak Capital. Clayton, most of Angel Oak's strategies have a high allocation to mortgages. A common factor in analyzing mortgage credit is VPRs, or voluntary prepayment rates. What are VPRs?
Thank you, Randy. Quite simply, VPRs, or the annualized voluntary prepayment rate, is really just the amount of principal payment an individual borrower is prepaying on their mortgage. They have a scheduled amortization over a 15 or 30 year period, and anytime a individual borrower would refinance, they potentially move and sell their home and pay off the mortgage in full, or just make a little extra payment on that individual mortgage above the scheduled monthly payment they need to make is a VPR, or a voluntary prepayment rate.
How do VPRs impact agency mortgages, and contrast that to non-agency mortgages?
Since the majority of the agency mortgage marketplace in today's environment is trading at a premium to par, an increase in the voluntary prepayment rate would actually be negative for the yield to an agency mortgage. In contrast, over 90% of the non-agency mortgage market today is trading at a discount to par, so an increase in the VPR, or voluntary prepayment rate, for a given mortgage pool would actually be positive for the yield of that actual security.
How do VPRs translate into pricing and yields for the securities?
For all the underlying mortgages that we own and the marketplace owns within non-agency RMBS, as we talked about, the majority of the asset class is trading at a discount, and there is an expected prepayment speed for each individual mortgage pool. As VPRs increase, as they have been over the last 3 to 4 years, that is an improvement in the overall yield of the portfolio, as us as bondholders are getting prepaid at par at a quicker rate than we originally expected or originally modeled at the purchase of the security. This improves the overall yield, but more importantly, this increase in voluntary prepayment rates above what investors originally expect will cause the marketplace, which it has done over the last few years, to actually increase from a valuation standpoint, as other market participants now model in their assumptions to be higher prepayment speeds into the future.
10-year Treasury yield remains around 1.5%, or even goes to 1%. How do you anticipate the VPRs impacting Angel Oak's non-agency RMBS holdings?
This is really a reflection of what we've seen most recently throughout the summer months. Typically in the summer, there's higher housing velocity, more people are moving. At the same time, we've actually seen a pretty steep decrease in Treasury yields across the curve. The 5-year yield is down 80 to 100 basis points. The 10-year Treasury yield is also down pretty significantly. This decrease overall in Treasury yields should have a commensurate decrease in 15 and 30-year mortgage rates newly originated mortgages. For the RMBS holdings within our strategies, most of those borrowers are paying currently, even the floating rate borrowers, at a rate of high 2s to 4.5%. So as 10-year Treasury yields have declined, and you then see, and we have seen, a decrease overall in the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, we would expect more and more of the borrowers to now be able to lock in a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at the same rate or lower than they're currently paying on their floating-rate mortgage. Very positive for our holdings. It would be a very positive environment for the non-agency RMBS legacy asset class, as prepayment speeds, VPRs, actually pick up at this environment as interest rates stay low, as the overall credit box for housing increases, and we'd see, in our view, an increase in the valuation of the asset class overall.
Clayton, thank you for your time today. We look forward to speaking with everyone again soon.
Definitions and disclosures. Basis point, a unit equal to 1/100th of a percentage point. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Principal loss is possible. Investments in debt securities typically decrease when interest rates rise. This risk is usually greater for longer-term debt securities. Investments in lower-rated and non-rated securities present a greater risk of loss to principal and interest than higher-rated securities. Investments in asset-backed and mortgage-backed securities include additional risks that investors should be aware of, including credit risk, prepayment risk, possible illiquidity and default, as well as increased susceptibility to adverse economic developments. Derivatives involve risks different from, and in certain cases greater than, the risk presented by more traditional investments. Derivatives may involve certain costs and risks such as illiquidity, interest rate, market, credit, management, and the risk that a position could not be closed when most advantageous. Investing in derivatives could lose more than the amount invested. The fund may make short sales of securities, which involves the risk that losses may exceed the original amount invested. The fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses must be considered carefully before investing. The statutory prospectus and summary prospectus contain this and other important information about the investment company, and it may be obtained by calling 855-751-4324 or visiting www.angelocapital.com. Read it carefully before investing. The Angelo funds are distributed by Quasar Distributors, LLC.